Keep an open mind, that's all I can ask. It's going to take its own course. It's still business driven. No, it's an industry. Everybody has their livelihood, have their wish, you know, the ways. As Tim put it, when we shoot this way, I hope we can deliver multiple versions that benefits everybody, all the way down to iPhone. But I, you know, years ago, I was in China. They still do pilot and stuff. This is with the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I was in a countryside. I thought that movie didn't reach that far. But anyway, the tour guy said, you know, I saw it four times, and I saw it in the theater. I said, well, how did you see it? He said, the way we watch it in the village, we get a cheap DVD, we share to all the friends who watch many times, then we discuss whether we want to go to the theater and enjoy that or not. He said, for your movie, we saw this. And we all go to the theater, and I saw it many times in the theater. I think that sounds kind of an idea. Like you can watch it any which form, and we'll make effort to make that form improvement from the past. I hope, you know, we haven't get there yet. I don't know, we're still struggling to put the movie together. And one disadvantage of when they talk about tour, I wish I can watch that while I'm directing the movie and make adjustment. It's not like making the regular movies where I'm quite sophisticated. I can imagine down the line what it looks like. I don't know. The performance example I get to you, I'm watching 60 frames and avid output. You know, it might shock me when I see in the real format or other formats. I hope we have all the tools so we can go through the learning curve, not as harsh and terrifying as we just went through.